If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Mayor Karen Weaver can tell us now. Good morning, Mayor. Thanks so much for taking time for us.
Good morning.
Wow, I don't know what to say about Donald Trump up there making jokes. And, as I said early on, Mayor, Hillary Clinton was the first one there, wasn't she? And she was the first one talking there. About.
Exactly. As soon as we declared the emergency declaration back in December, she started calling, her people started coming, and they did that on a regular basis, and that continues.
She was the first one to talk about it nationally, I remember, because I was the first way I was aware of it.
Mm-hmm. She sure was.
And, you know, I think it can't be said enough, Mayor, that we can't take, you know, forget about it. Right? I mean, it really
can't
is.
Forget about Flint. And because Flint represents more than just Flint, it represents other communities around the country. And what happened in Flint should never happen anyplace else. And that's why we're really thankful that Hillary Clinton did what she did for Flint and elevated it to a whole nother level. And that was really, really important. And she continues to make sure people don't forget about Flint, Michigan.
Well, the kids affected are going to be affected by this forever.
So, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, this is not just a news cycle that then we go, oh, let's move on to the next thing.
No, but, and that's the tragedy in this. We can't, because we have kids that will be affected forever and will need services and supports for the rest of their life. And we also can't forget the people that have died from Legionella.
Yeah, Mayor, they also, you know, everybody was talking about that he went to this black church and started attacking Hillary. And first of all, as we all know, that's an IRS violation. You can't, there's no electioneering of any kind in churches, which is what the pastor had to interrupt him and tell him.
Yes, she sure did, and she wasted no time doing that.
Yes. Yes, apparently Donald Trump on TV said today that she was the one that seemed really scared. I'm like, yeah, that's sure the way that looked.
Yeah, right.
But she didn't look scared when she went up and stopped him.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, and the other thing is just everything he says is patently untrue. That Hillary, first of all, Hillary failed on the economy. A, she wasn't president. B, the unemployment rate is half what it was.
Exactly.
When Barack Obama took office, we just saw the other day, poverty rates are down, wages are up, gas is $2, the stock market's way up. I mean, I don't know what indicators.
You say that like it's a good
that
thing.
That they're looking at or using.
Right.
And you know what? Even when we think about that, one of the things she made sure happened for Flint, we talked about having the National Guard that was in giving out water, distributing water. And while we were thankful for that, we knew that we had young people between the ages of 16 and 24 that were unemployed, that weren't in school, and needed to be part of rebuilding and healing, you know, our own community. And she helped us set up the Flint Water Works program so these young people could be employed and they could be part of the distribution system, so they could be paired up with plumbers and pipe fitters and go through an apprenticeship program and have a trade, a skill, by the time they finish that no one can take from them. So she's been, you know, helping us rebuild ours as well just with that.
She just gets stuff done, you know. She
right.
goes in with the concrete plans and she gets stuff done. And I don't know about you, Mayor, but it just is breaking my heart the way the mainstream media is covering this election. You just heard that sound clip we played from Donald Trump. He said, oh, when I'm performing, it's like performing.
Right. And
well, this is serious business.
This is not a performance. Right.
Right.
Right. A performance is something you do for a short period of time. This is something that we live and breathe with all day long, every day.
Right. And, you know, the other thing he said, I think, yesterday in Flint is, he put out this maternity leave plan, and he said Hillary Clinton has no plan, which, of course, is patently untrue. She put her plan out in January, and it's 1,000 times better than his. His is like something out of Mad Men, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Cosmopolitan wrote a piece, Donald Trump's maternity leave plan is absurd in 2016. Of course, it only covers mothers, because his worldview, you know, is that's the only person that's supposed to take care of kids, right?
Right, exactly, exactly. Well, I don't know what he's talking about, and I don't think he does either.
Yeah. I mean, somebody did a side-by-side comparison. We'll talk about it later. But, his plan is ridiculous. It really is. And, you know, I remember hearing that tape of him saying, like, I think it was on Howard Stern. He said, you're going to have more kids. This was back whenever. And he goes, well, yeah. Because, well, I mean, I'll write a check. I'm not going to do anything. I mean, that's like his worldview, I guess,
right.
of child care and family
exactly.
care.
Exactly. Just write a check and that will take care of everything, but that's not what does it.
Right.
I wish he'd written a check when he came to Flint.
Yeah, that would have been nice, instead of open his big yap in a church.
Right. I wish he'd written a check and left that for us.
Exactly.
Shut the yap and open the wallet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. No, the people of Flint were not really all that thrilled with his arrival, were they?
No, we were not very excited about it at all. And I'll tell you, you know, I didn't even know he was coming until the day before. That's when the reach out came, was the day before, to say, I'm coming to Flint and here are the places that I want to go to.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow. And I was even asked, was I going to be coming back to Flint for that? I said, you know, I'm in Washington. And
yeah,
it's not my plan. I'm taking care of business here in Washington.
Good for you. Good for you. I'm so happy to have you on. I've obviously through the beginning of this whole crisis, I was like, she is awesome. She and Hillary on this job, I feel better. But thanks so much for taking time for us, and love to talk to you again.
Okay, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Mayor Weaver. Appreciate it. All right, there she goes, Mayor Karen Weaver. How awesome is she? Getting stuff done.
Right.